The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Evusheld boosts antibodies against COVID-19 in vaccinated patients. Treatment with Evusheld, tixagivimab, co-packaged with silgavimab after COVID-19 vaccination, significantly boosted the levels of antibodies against the virus among people with multiple sclerosis who were taking B-cell targeted therapies, a small study showed. This is important as it provides a different strategy for protection against COVID-19, the scientists wrote. Researchers have suggested that the virus underlying COVID-19 can infect the nervous system and may contribute to symptom development in some people with MS, which notably may include those on B-cell depleters. All patients develop the highest level of antibodies possible at least 2 weeks following Evusheld injections, the team wrote. The study, tixagivimab and silgavimab, Evusheld, boosts antibody levels to SARS-CoV-2 in patients with multiple sclerosis on B-cell depleters, was published in Multiple Sclerosis and Related Disorders. MS can be treated with therapies that target a set of immune cells called B-cells, which are known to mediate autoimmune attacks in MS. Such therapies include Ocrevus, Kesimpta, and rituximab. Several lines of evidence now suggest that the use of these B-cell depleting therapies may lower the body's ability to develop antibodies against COVID-19 after infection or vaccination. Evusheld is a long-acting combination of antibodies that target parts of the SARS-CoV-2 virus that cause COVID-19 infection. It was developed by AstraZeneca as a preventative treatment for people who may be particularly susceptible to the virus. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorized its use in 2021 for patients who are immunocompromised due to a health condition or immune-suppressing medications, which can result in an inadequate response to vaccination. Now, a team of researchers in Indiana evaluated Evusheld's efficacy among patients seen at their MS clinic. All had been exposed to B-cell depleting therapy at the time of their COVID-19 vaccination. Participants were offered Evusheld if they showed low levels or less than 150 units per milliliter of antibodies against the virus after receiving the vaccine. Overall, 18 patients were recruited and offered Evusheld. A majority, 55.6%, were women, and the patient's mean age was 49.9. At the time of vaccination, 17 people were taking Ocrevus, while one was on Kesimpta. Nearly three-quarters of the patients received Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, while the remaining 27.8% received Moderna's. All patients had received the standard two-injection course of the vaccine, and all but one had received a third booster dose. After vaccination, the patient's mean antibody level was 12.38 units per milliliter, with antibodies undetectable in 12 people. Participants were then given an into-the-muscle injection of Evusheld, containing 150 milligrams each of tixagivimab and silgavimab. Antibody measurements at least 2 weeks after Evusheld treatment revealed a significant rise in antibodies against the virus. In fact, all patients showed antibody levels of at least 250 units per milliliter, the highest level the test is able to measure. Patients with MS who had an attenuated antibody response to the COVID-19 vaccines due to exposure to B-cell depleters now had the highest antibody response possible after receiving Evusheld, the team wrote. While limited by the small sample size, the findings overall suggest that Evusheld successfully increases antibodies against COVID-19 in the MS population. The team noted, however, that antibody levels do not necessarily equate to immunity against the virus. A future study should look at clinical outcomes following Evusheld in patients with MS on B-cell depleters, they wrote. In addition, we continue to monitor patients' antibody levels in order to assess the longitudinal effects of Evusheld on antibody levels in this patient population, the team concluded. This news article was written by Lindsay Shapiro, Ph.D., on June 10, 2022, Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Expert Voices, Pain Management for People with Multiple Sclerosis. This installment of our Expert Voices series, Multiple Sclerosis News Today, asked Dawn Eady, PhD, to answer some of your questions about pain management for people with multiple sclerosis. Dr. Eady is a clinical psychologist and professor of rehabilitation medicine at the University of Washington in Seattle, where she holds the Nancy and Buster Alvord Endowed Professorship in Multiple Sclerosis Research. She conducts randomized controlled trials evaluating cognitive behavior and mindfulness-based interventions for chronic pain, depression, and fatigue in adults with multiple sclerosis. She is particularly interested in improving access to evidence-based pain care via telehealth and by integrating non-pharmacological interventions for chronic pain into healthcare. She is the editor-in-chief of Rehabilitation Psychology and a section editor of Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. She chairs the Psychosocial Wellness Subgroup of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society's Wellness Research Working Group and is a member of the Society's Medical Advisory Board. What are some of the greatest challenges for healthcare providers when treating pain for MS patients? Chronic pain is multifaceted in MS, arising from a complex interplay of neural and non-neural factors. The good news is that there are many different options for managing chronic pain that accompanies MS. I see three challenges that, if addressed, could improve pain care and outcomes in the MS community. 1. People with MS rarely, if ever, have pain as their only symptom. If they have MS pain, they also likely have fatigue, sleep problems, sensory changes, and/or other symptoms that interfere with their life and require their attention or resources. Similarly, their healthcare provider also has to address their MS disease-modifying treatment, as well as many other symptoms and concerns associated with the disease. As a result, pain may be a lower priority or even overlooked, especially if pain is viewed as chronic or untreatable. Pain should be a priority, however, as chronic pain is associated with a wide range of negative effects relevant to MS, including a greater risk of falls, worse fatigue, poor sleep, and poorer mental health. 2. Chronic pain is typically best treated through a combination of approaches tailored to the specific patient, including not only pharmacotherapy, but also behavioral interventions, e.g. mindfulness interventions, cognitive behavior therapy, and appropriate physical activity. MS providers typically recognize the benefits of a tailored, multifaceted approach, but may not have the rehabilitation and psychology specialists in their clinics or communities who can provide such care. 3. Finally, another challenge is that many people with MS and pain do not have sufficient access to evidence-based pain care, including non-pharmacologic interventions, such as cognitive behavior therapy or physical therapy. This has improved somewhat with increased use of telehealth and with web and app-based care. However, we still don't know how to best support patients in accessing these treatments and integrating them into their daily lives. Do you have general pain management advice that you wish more patients or healthcare providers knew about? 4. It is important to focus not just on pain severity, i.e., how much it hurts, but also on functioning, including what activities or role pain interferes with on a regular basis. Such information can often point to treatment strategies, including rehabilitation and other non-pharmacologic behavioral strategies that may reduce pain and increase engagement in the activities and roles that the patient values. 5. Successful chronic pain management involves trying different or even multiple strategies or treatments. There are many different treatments and pain management strategies that can improve a person's function and provide pain relief. They often require that the person with MS and pain adopt new lifestyle habits, such as engaging in regular exercise or physical activity, pacing activity so as to avoid the overdo-underdo spiral, practicing relaxation or mindfulness, getting sufficient sleep, and proactively managing stress or unhelpful habits that can trigger pain or pain flare-ups. 6. Don't give up if one strategy doesn't work. I've had patients and providers tell me that they've tried or recommended a strategy, such as mindfulness meditation, and it did not work. After exploring with them what happened, I frequently learned that they only tried it a couple of times or did not know how to apply it to their pain or integrate it into their life. I encourage providers and patients to adopt an experimental approach, knowing that it may take several different treatments to find the right pain management plan. 7. Rehabilitation professionals, including rehabilitation or health psychologists, typically have expertise in treating pain in neurologic conditions such as MS. If available to you, consulting with them may be helpful in developing a pain care plan. There are also many tools that people with MS and pain can do to use on their own to manage pain. My colleagues and I developed a toolkit for managing pain, fatigue, and other symptoms common to MS. These evidence-based tools were developed in collaboration with people with MS and pain, who gave us feedback on strategies they use to manage their pain and fatigue. I encourage people with MS and pain to check out the toolkit or pain resources at the National MS Society. What considerations should be made in balancing pain medication dependency potential with quality of life? Recent studies suggest that only 10-20% of adults with MS and chronic pain report using opioid medications for pain management. If considering opioids for pain, it is important to discuss the risks and benefits with your provider. The goal is to maximize pain relief and function while minimizing side effects that can make MS symptoms worse, including fatigue, cognition, and mood, or that interfere with quality of life. Do you consider mindfulness to be an effective method of pain management? Why? We know from the scientific literature in other pain conditions that mindfulness-based interventions or practices improve pain, including pain severity and pain interference with activities and roles. This evidence, as well as emerging evidence in MS studies, indicates to me that it is one potentially powerful method for reducing pain and its negative consequences in MS. Mindfulness meditation is thought to change how the brain perceives and processes pain, although there is much to learn about how these changes translate to pain in people with MS. Other psychological behavioral therapies for pain, such as CBT and self-hypnosis training, are also thought to help pain by changing how the brain processes pain. Any thoughts on the use of medical marijuana for pain management? Like both pain and MS, the use of medical marijuana or cannabis products obtained from dispensaries is complex. I look to Alan Bowling, MD, a neurologist with significant expertise on this topic. He has a helpful guide for MS patients on the effectiveness, safety, and drug interactions of medical marijuana. In this information, he notes that there is good evidence that medical marijuana, research grade, is beneficial for relieving MS-related pain and spasticity. Dr. Bowling also summarizes potential adverse effects, including impaired cognition, and the potential risks for contaminants, inaccurate labeling, and the lack of standardized formulations. Most people with MS, however, use cannabis products obtained from dispensaries or other people and not medical marijuana obtained from a healthcare provider. For example, my colleagues and I conducted a survey from December 2019 to January 2020 of less than 1,000 adults with MS from across the United States and found that 42% reporting using cannabis products in the past year. Of these, 90% reported using it either strictly for medical purposes or for medical and recreational purposes. The most common symptoms people reported using cannabis for were pain and sleep, and perceived benefits were reported. However, only 18% of those using cannabis products for MS symptoms had discussed cannabis use with their healthcare provider. Most people got their information from their own research or from family or friends. Patients may be reluctant to bring up their cannabis use with their MS providers, particularly in states where it remains illegal. I encourage people with MS and pain wanting more information to talk with a provider and look at the resources provided by Dr. Bowling. Do you have go-to non-medication suggestions for people with nerve pain? First, very few people with MS have neuropathic pain only. In a large study, my colleagues and I did characterize different types of pain. We found that only 9% of the sample had neuropathic pain only. Many people with chronic pain and MS have multiple types of pain, including nociceptive pain, or secondary pain to deconditioning inactivity, muscle spasms, or postural problems, and nociplastic pain, pain due to central nervous system sensitization. Fortunately, the treatments recommended above have also been helpful in people with neuropathic pain and other pain conditions. Any advice for patients fearful or feeling marginalized when seeking help for their pain? Feeling stigmatized or marginalized for seeking pain care is all too common for people with chronic pain, especially for people from historically marginalized groups. Keep in mind that pain is not a personal failure. It is the result of a medical condition, in this case, MS. Remind yourself that you have a right to receive care that is respectful. And if you are not treated respectfully or your pain taken seriously, consider looking for another provider. There are also tools that may help you in communicating effectively with your healthcare provider about your pain and its negative effects on your life. For example, keeping one of the logs and completing the preparing for your visit tool may help your provider understand how pain is affecting you and work with you to develop a care plan. Have you recently come across any research into MS pain that has surprised you? Where is the science of pain headed? Scientists in the area of MS and pain are no longer asking if treatments such as exercise, CBT, hypnosis, or mindfulness meditation work. We are now interested in answering how they work and for whom. Thus, we are entering the era of personalized or precision medicine, in which we determine what treatment or combination of treatments are likely to be most effective for a particular individual with pain and MS. Each patient's preferences should also be taken into account as part of personalized medicine. Tailoring and combining treatments will likely lead to better outcomes for people with MS and pain. This article was written by the BioNews staff on June 15, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.